Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, a beautiful day today. Wish you were here. And so glad to be with you, you and you again today, thanking God for you, sending you lots of love and hugs, and praying that you're praying for us as we pray for you, and that your day will be the best day that you've ever had before, because Jesus loves you, and we do too. Yes, we do. We really, really do. Today we want to pray for, we have been praying for David Dawson, who has passed, and we now sending our condolences to his family today that they may get through this, but he had been sick for a while, and he's gone on from this land, you know, so pray for the family, David Dawson family. And we send them lots of our love, hugs, and a whole lot of prayers to them today. And we thank God for that today. Praise God. They did let us know he was in Miami, Florida. We're praying for Kathy today. Kathy needs help badly. You know, she's going through some terrible times right about now. The enemy is really giving her a fit. So we send our love to her and we pray for her. Kathy, in the name of Jesus, Father God, stop by and see Kathy, Father God. If she's committed any sin, forgive her her sins, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, Father, we ask that you change her mind. Give her a new mind also today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now I have somebody here, I don't know how to pronounce this name. It's he Perinda or somebody. Whoever, someone give me that correct name and I will correct that. The spelling on it is not too good at this time, but they have a blood and skin condition. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know their name. Father, we ask you to touch in the name of Jesus wherever they are at this time, Lord, and we thank you for touching them right now. Lord, we ask you to touch Bridget, who needs healing today. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Father, and touch and deliver Bridget in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Betty DuBose. Betty DuBose. Touch Betty DuBose right now, who's had stents put in, Father, and we ask that you give her a speedy recovery in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it, God. Lene Anthony, Lord, continue to bless her right now. Touch her body, Father, from her head to her toe right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for touching the Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue to touch Tootie there in Jacksonville, I believe it is. Touch her, Father God, who's in rehab. Lord, touch her right now in Jesus' name, Lord. You make her ever with whole in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for touching Troy, bringing him out of the hospital, Father God. Oh, continue, Lord God, to keep him in recovery, Lord God, that he will be ever with whole right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, and we thank you for it. God, touch Karen Burns, Father. who have gone for an operation, Lord, and we don't know how it came out. But, Father God, we ask him for complete recovery in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Father, touch Daniil Powell, Lord God, who needs prayer, Father, in a life, God, need a change in life, God. Lord God, touch her. She asked for prayer, and she say, pray that she be changed and get more closer to you. Father, we pray that prayer today for her in Jesus' name. Lord, touch Jemiah and Jamil. Lord God, touch these two teenage girls, God, that need help. They mom said they need help bad. Father, in Jesus' name, you made them. You know all about them. You know where they are at this time. Touch and deliver, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to touch, Lord God, all those that are listening. Touch those that are sick in their bodies, God. Touch those who are going through chaotic things in their life, in their surroundings, God, their jobs or wherever, church or wherever. Father, touch them right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, and we ask that you make them every whit whole, whatever the case may be at this hour, Lord. Give them a change of mind, the troublesome ones. Give them change of heart, change of mind, Father God. They do things differently, Lord. They see that, Lord God, things are about to come to the end, Father God. In Jesus' name, we ask you to touch them right now, God. Make them every whit whole, God. Touch the church world, God. Oh, God, we need help right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver, God. Deliver, Lord God, families, relationships. Oh, God, there's so much trouble all around. God, we need your help like never before. Oh, God, we're depending on you right now, God. So many in financial bind, God. So many in sick, in some types of sicknesses and afflictions and going on in their body. Touch my children, God, who are sick also in the body. Touch them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. They need your help right now at this hour, God. Let them turn to you, God, with all their mind, heart, soul, and body. Turn to you, God. Oh, God, you said that you would heal them, Father, and we're depending on you today, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it right now, this hour, God, for meeting the needs of your people also, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for going across the water over there to St. Thomas and touching our dear one day over there too, God. We thank you for touching them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you made them. You know all about them. You know the problems, the ups and downs. Father God, we ask you to make that way right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray today. Amen and amen. Well, we praise God for what all we are doing at this hour. Praise God. Let me give you a nice little word here today. Too many church members hear without heeding, read without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. Too many church members hear without heeding, read without responding, confess without changing, profess without practicing, worship without witnessing, and seek without sharing. Ah, blessed Savior. Isn't that something today? Praise God. God is good, isn't it? Lord knows he is so good. And, you know, I just love to have a good time in the Lord. You know, it don't take a whole lot of people to have a good time. So people are under the impression today that you had to have a whole boatload of people to have a good time in the Lord. I'm so glad that God say, where two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. He right in the middle. Now, when you get over there with that crowd, I can't guarantee you that he over there. But I can guarantee when that word come there that he said, well, two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow, Jesus. That made me feel good, because if I waited for a whole bunch of people, I won't never praise God. I praise God with just me. So I'm still in the number. You say, how are you in the number? Now, let me get technical with you. There's me and there's Jesus and the Holy Ghost. There's two or three, ain't it? Hello. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, we can have a good time, just me and Jesus. Glory to God. See, like I'm finna have a good time already, don't it? My. We thank God for Deacon Mike being here with us today. Amen. Praise God. We trust that you on the other end. It's such a pleasure to know that some of you on the other end, and you'll be there on a continued basis. You encourage me. Now, you can encourage me even more if you call at 347-857-3925. Now, if you call at that number, you know I'll feel even more encouraged because I know you want to get involved, okay? You want to get involved, too. You know God has done something for you. You want to praising, you want to tell the world what God has done for you. Woo! You know that old song, say, how I got over. My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. See, you want to tell somebody about it, don't you? You want to tell somebody how God brought you through one more time. You didn't know what you was going to do, but what happened? God brought you through. Hey, glory, hallelujah, anyhow. You, we can have a good time off of that, can't we? Yes, we can. Glory be to God. I know you want to hear a word or two. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I'd even like to hear you call about that and just say, you know, Pastor, I just want to tell you, I thank God for the word you bring and how you make us feel happy about serving the Lord, not feeling like gloom and doom in the daylight. I mean, in the nighttime, you're always in the night and always in the dark, but you want to know that Jesus is on your side, don't you? You want to know that, don't you? I know you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everybody want to know if God on their side. Well, now, if you live right, you already know he on your side, don't you? Mm-hmm. All right now, praise God. Well, you know, I'm going to deal with this matter here, praise God, that we were dealing with, we were talking about, listen, I'm starting today, and I'm going to be reading, and I'm going to go from 1 to 11th chapter of Numbers to the 12th chapter of Numbers. I'm going to be talking to you today. And it starts, this will give you an idea of what we talk about. We're talking about. And the 11th chapter say, and when the people complained. Now you hear what I'm saying? You hear what it say? The scriptures say, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. Now, come on now. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Lord, hammers, if God do that today, won't be nobody left, would it? Nobody will be left. You see that? When the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. See, now, think about this. You think the Lord can't hear you even what you're thinking? Hello? You think the Lord can't hear you when you get with your whoever, your closest person to you, your friend, foe, family, or whoever you talking to, and you be whispering and complaining to them, and they complaining to you, and you don't think God hear you, do you? You feel like the person that you complaining about, or the church, or the pastor, or whoever you complaining about, you feel like they don't hear you, don't you? Honey, I'm here to tell you they hear you. Because when God get ready to reveal something, he will reveal it. And he'll let you hear them people talking just to show. I know you don't believe it because you don't walk in the spirit. So if you don't walk in the spirit, you can't hear nothing, huh? See what I'm saying? You so carnal minded, you see. You can't hear a thing. When God is displeased with you, you think it's okay. I'm okay. I'm all right. Yeah, I got it going on, honey. And you ain't a bit more got nothing going on as the man in the moon have something going on. Ain't no man in there. I'm telling you now. That's just rocks showing through the illumination of the moon and the sun and all of that. You know, get some understanding about that. Ain't no man up there in that moon. Praise God. But let me tell you, he said, he kindled a fire. He was so angry that a fire came and burned him up. Huh? Why? You say, just because they complain? I know you want to know. Oh, God is mean, ain't it? Oh, God, God, he burned him up. I thought he was a God of love. You ain't thought that was just that. You know, you there's more than one side to God. You see, you mess around and be playing and get in a bad situation. You see what I'm saying? And the Bible saying the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Now Moses, the very thing, who they complaining about? You know, let me tell you this. This is what's in the church world today. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a leader and you think you're a leader, you think God called you to be a leader, and when you get some people to lead, now, you can call yourself a leader, ain't got a person to lead, huh? So what you leading? Dead air. Mm-hmm. That's what you're leading, dead air. That's all you're doing. But when you get some people, and you begin to lead those people. You call yourself leading those people. Now, first off, remember this. You're going to get what you doled out to that other leader. It's going to come back to you. You can guarantee that. But this is what happened. The same leader that you complaining about, what happened? Listen here. Huh? Had to pray for them because they all would have got burnt up. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, look at the scripture here. Read the scripture, Numbers 11th chapter. This is where I'm starting at here. But I'm talking about complaints, criticism, the complaints you put on leaders, and you try to make the leaders do what you want them to do. You see, this is what people are doing today all over the land. You hear it from one pastor after the other. So if you leave one church and go to another, the same thing is going to happen because you going and you carrying that same critical, complaining spirit with you, and that attitude go with you. So therefore, it's still going to the next place you go to, so you can't run from it. You got to deal with it. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hope you do. Amen. And see, Moses had to pray for these people, huh? Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire was quenched. Other than that, all of them would have been burned. You say all of who? All of them complainers. Huh? Now, if God do that today, there would not be no saints left, no people left at all, because they'd all be burnt up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be gone. And he called the name of the place Teberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And now this is what I want you to hear. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. Isn't that a word? Did you see that word? Now, this is the first time I recognize this word in this scripture. I done read it and read it this first time. Fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? So what were they lusting for? What were they lusting for? The fact that they didn't have what they thought they should have to eat. You know, like it come up as, well, Lord, I thought you were going to give me some steak and ribeye steak and you know, and all of these good things and lamb chops and pork chops and everybody else's chops you wanted. Praise God. And you just thought you were going to eat good. But there wasn't no good eating there because you just come out of a great test. You come out of a trying place. You come, you done come from a long ways, and things are a little lean right now. So now you want to worry God. You want to say, I don't trust you, God. Say, you fed me all through the wilderness for 40 years, and I still can't trust you. You see what I'm saying? Now, here it is, who shall give us flesh to eat? Now, they want flesh to eat. They didn't want to eat what they had, what God gave them. They want to eat something else. You know how you do. You ain't never satisfied with beans or poking beans and rice and cornbread or pig feet or pig tails. You ain't satisfied with these little things here because don't forget that they're fat back. You used to fry it and eat it with eggs and grits. You know, and that was some kind of good and some good old biscuits. They used to eat that together, you know, and sometimes you had to sop syrup with them biscuits because you ain't had nothing else but sop some syrup. And let me tell you, that's some good eating, praise God. But you done got so I don't want that. You heard the people talking about, I don't eat chitlins, I don't eat pigtails, I don't eat that. Well, now listen here now, that's the hog. The God gave you that whole hog. You can eat any part of it you want, you see, but you don't want that. What you want? Well, honey, I don't eat nothing but steak and shrimps and all of them. You don't even need that, you see. But this is what we done start naming what we want to eat because God didn't bless you to have some food because you could not have had that. Do you get it? So you're going to complain. Listen what they say in the fifth verse. We remember they're going back now. See, why are you going back into the where you came from, where God just delivered you from? I'd like to ask those of you that are listening at this hour, why do you want to go back from where you came from? Do the same stuff that got you in bondage and you done got delivered, and you go back to it because all of a sudden you hear talk. When a bunch of folks get to talking together and ain't no saved ones up in the bunch, they ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, you go listening to the devil. There ain't nothing but the devil. Want to take you back. Take you back. This is what they say. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Now, they're going back remembering all the food they had back then. Now, you ain't happy that God done delivered you, huh? And he done delivered you in a place that you can eat just about anything you want, but yet you're going to start complaining. Look here, Moses, you done brought me out here this far, you know, like we had the conversation, and we kind of laugh about it now because we know when we came here from the Miami area and Fort Lot all up and down that area, we came up this way, God brought us up this way, some of that same stuff was being said or thought, you see, and people thought, I was crazy. I'll just say it like this. I was the crazy one, you see. But let me tell you one thing. When God brings you to a place of deliverance, now you eat what you set before you until God give you the rest. Because if he had taken care of you all those years under that same mighty hand of God, let me tell you one thing. He's still the same God. He can still work. And he still can give you the best. But he want to see what you're going to do. When things get lean, you want to do what? Throw God away. You want to go back in with Pharaoh. You want to go back in bondage. Because you thought that was good eating then, huh? You thought that was good eating. Well, you still got good eating. But stop complaining because God is going to bless you instead of you trying to push God into something that he don't have in his plan. See, the saints today want to push him. They say it's faith. They say it's faith. Come on now. You know you said faith too. Oh, I have faith. I have faith. Do you have faith? Huh? Do you do what you're supposed to do. See, that faith going to cause you to do what you're supposed to do. Do you hear what I'm saying? For your pastor, for your church, for the benefit, the growth of the church, and you stunt your growth when you start complaining and stop doing what you're supposed to do for Christ and for your church, the church God put you in. See, now if you leave, you did that under your own accord. Now, ain't nobody told you to go. Ain't nobody ran you nowhere. You went because the devil fooled you and lied to you. Huh? And when the devil lied to you, you listened to him, and now you're gone. Look what the sixth verse says. But now our soul is dried, D-R-I-E-D, away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. I ain't got nothing. See, when you left, you thought you was going to have more. When you stopped giving to the church, you thought it was going to make you have more. But, honey, let me tell you, you just lost the covenant, what you had with God. You see, you was in covenant with God to be blessed and to have abundantly, more abundantly than you ever had before, even down in Egypt when you was with Pharaoh, when you was with the enemy. You didn't have much or nothing. Now you're going back to much or nothing, you see. So you went backward. Do you see what I'm saying? Your complaint. See, you're allowing people to encourage you to leave your home where you was. When you allow people to tell you this ain't the way it's supposed to go. Every time you hear somebody tell you ain't the way it's supposed to go, how do they know? You should have first asked them, how do they know how it's supposed to go? You ain't doing it. You ain't in no church. You ain't in none at all. At least I got a covering. Huh? So then you leave your covering. Now where are you? Huh? You can't get nothing else but manna because you ain't got no covering. Huh? You're not ready to get the rest of the meal that God has for you. Hmm? He already made a meal for you. Let me tell you, David put it this when he said in 23rd Psalm. Huh? He gonna prepare a table before your enemy just for you. Huh? And in that, you know he's going to have the best food there is to eat. You have a whole hog if you want. You have two or three turkeys and ducks and whatever else you want to eat. You see, it'll be on that table just for you because it's already set. Because it want to show, he's going to show the enemy that I feed my people well. Mm-hmm. But you didn't wait. You didn't wait. You don't wait, so you don't get. Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. Mm. And the seventh verse tell you what kind of meat it is, what kind of food it is. The manna was as coriander seeds, and the color thereof as the color of Benelim. Benelim. I can't pronounce it good, but you got it. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. Now, let me tell you, can you imagine that tasting like fresh oil? Now, what is God trying to tell you? Huh? I am anointing you with fresh oil. I'm giving it to you inside and out. Your health will come forth speedily. Everything you need will come forth speedily because of that fresh oil that you were getting, and yet you are doing what? Now you see what makes him mad, what it made him upset was because he was giving them the best, and they complained. God gave you, and you the best, and yet you want to complain. Oh, my God, because you figure like that what God called the best ain't the best that you want. You want what somebody else got. You want what the more evil kings got. You want what the devil can present to you, make you think is good. That's what you want, huh? And you start complaining. See, everybody want the gold that look like it's shining the best, huh? But it may be shining the best, but it don't have to be pure gold. It could be covered gold. How you call it? gold plated. You know how you buy them cheap rings, gold plated, and it be long before it turn green. You seen them? You know, you seen them kind of rings, don't you? You seen it look so pretty, don't it? The diamonds look good, and after a while, it look like dirt on top of. Huh? See? Because what God give you, the best he got, listen here, say a taste of fresh oil. Huh? Now, listen, to all of these things, grinding it up and beating it and making mortar out of it and baking it in pans and everything, and it comes forth tasting like fresh oil. Can you beat that? You can't get nothing no better. Huh? You always take, God, I'm going to swallow some oil, make my stomach better. I'm going to swallow some oil, and it'll help my throat. I'm going to swallow some oil. You know, you're always going to swallow some oil. Now, here God was giving these people fresh oil right through the, and they were tasting it, putting it in their mouth, and they still complain. Are you still complaining about God trying to bless you? Huh? The blessing of God falling on you? Hmm? Now, let me tell you, let's run on down here. That, they can't have enough manna now, day and night. They had, God gave them food. But let me tell you what happened. Let me go on down a little bit, son. Let's go on down a little bit further. What did he say? Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. They were home just a hollering and crying, huh? And complaining. Hey, Moses. Hey, Moses. We ain't got no food. How you brought us all the way out here and we ain't got nothing? Oh, you said you were going to do this and God was going to do that. You know how you doing. Because what? People are impatient today, huh? They don't know how to wait. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, walk and not be weary, run and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord, are you waiting? Are you impatient today and you can't wait? That's what the problem is, isn't it? I want mine now. Well, that's why you haven't gotten it, because you're going to demand that God give it to you now, and he has a specific time to release to you his blessing that you have, that he have for you, rather. Hmm? Yes, he do. Come on now, think about it. Mm-hmm, yeah. And this is what happened. Every man in his door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. Let me tell you, Moses was upset and so was God. Huh? Because it's a constant complaint. And when you talk to pastors across the land, across this state too, all over the place, you talk to them, they have the same problem, a complaining bunch of people. That's listening to everything but the word of God, listen to everything but what God is saying for them, and don't want to wait. They want to ran to go, ran to be a leader, and don't know nothing. See? They think they know something. They know stuff after the letter, but they don't know nothing after the spirit. Hmm? You see what I'm saying? So they get in a hurry, and nobody can't wait. They go from one church to the other, picking up demons. Let me tell you now, all you're doing is going from one church to the other, picking up demonic spirits, and therefore you're going to be in a bind after a while. You get in a bind, then you're going to go back to that first one, that first Moses that delivered you, got you through so many things. You're going to go back to that, try, I need some help. You're going to start to cry. Now, they got to help. They help you anyhow because of the love of Christ that is within them. They don't want to see nobody bound, even you, that made that terrible walk away down the street to somebody else's church. Then you go to somebody else's church. Then you're over to somebody else's because you think they better, think they got it. Did you ever think about it's you? It ain't the church. It's you. Lack of understanding, lack of patience. You have your own idea of how God is supposed to run these people's church. And it's not even your church. God called them as the leader. If he wanted you, he would have called you and placed them under you. See? But we got it all backwards. You know, it's all over the place. You got people doing that. You see, and from one end to the other, the people are doing the same thing. This is, it displeases God, and it's displeased the leaders. Now I know people say that leader hurt people, but I don't see people addressing the fact that people hurt leaders. I don't see that. All I hear is somebody talking about, oh, the church hurt. Somebody got hurt in church, huh? The word's supposed to hurt you, huh? What do you think the word is to do? To hurt you so you can get healed, so you can come out of that attitude you got, come out of that independent spirit you got, come out of that Jezebel spirit you got. It is supposed to hurt. You want to? What you want? Everything on the flower bed of ease? You want somebody? You think you're a little baby, so you get petted all the time? You know, you pet babies and animals. That's what gets pet. See? And you want you to hear you a grown person? Think you grown anyway? You past 30, past 25, past 45, past 55, and whatever else you are, and you want somebody to pet you, babyfy you, cater to you, everything that you want to do. It's time to grow up. That's why the word is supposed to hurt. When you plant that seed in the ground, it has a time coming out. It don't come out just like that. You know, you always want to look at the caterpillar and all that, how he turned to a butterfly. But before he got to be the butterfly, he got to come through that process. And the process is not easy to break the shell, see, of life that you've been carrying on for so many years. Why would you want to go back to being a caterpillar when you come out being a beautiful butterfly? What you want to go back being a caterpillar for? Do it make sense? No, it don't make sense at all. You can never return to be the seed that was sown. There's no return. You can only be what it can produce. It either produce good fruit or bad fruit. Huh? Come on, think about that. Instead of complaining, say, Lord, I need to grow. Help me forget those things which are behind and press where? Forward toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. That's where it's at. Stop trying to reach back there for all the stuff you left in Egypt. Cucumbers and melons and leeks and onions and garlic. Now, I like onions. I like garlic. I do love melons, and I sure enough love fish. I like those things. But I am, the word for it is this. You're just reaching back into something that's not even there no more. You hear what I'm saying? Now, remember, Pharaoh's army got drowned, so now who are you going back to? Hello. Hallelujah. That's past. Huh? Stop trying to dig up your past. You want to live the same way you used to live. You want things done the way you used to do them. It's not happening. It's past. This is change. This is the time for change. Your change has already come. You say, well, this is my season. I'm in my season. Then my season to get this. My season. Well, now, there's all kind of seasons, you know, in the world. Your season could be the winter season where it's harsh and hard and it's going to hurt and painful. Spring or summer, fall, which one is your season? Huh? You named it, but you didn't claim what season you were claiming in. You see? And then you want to complain when you get into a hard season. When things aren't going your way, that means your harvest is not budding fast enough. See what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise God. Now, Moses, he was hurt. Now, Moses had to go to God, and you know, sometimes the pastors have to do that today, the leaders have to do that. This is what Moses said unto the Lord in 11th verse. Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight? And thou layest the burden of all these people upon me. Lord, you done put this burden of, Lord God, all these people. Can you see pastors crying out to the Lord? Huh? When you put these burdens, you start complaining and nothing is right and you won't cooperate. All of this stuff is a burden to the leader, and the leader got to carry that burden. And you're talking about church hurt. Do you know what hurt is about? No. People don't know what a hurt is about until they be in the position of the leader that God called now. I ain't talking about them jack legs. See, I'm talking about the leaders that God called. The burden is on them when the people start complaining and nagging and crying and you know, from this and won't do this, and this one won't do that because they don't like that person, and this one won't do this because they don't think that's right, and all of this stuff. It's all not to be in the house of God. That burden is on that leader. This is what Moses said. Have I conceived all this people? He asked God. Have I begotten them that thou should say unto me, carry them in thy bosom? See, they have a leader. This is what they have to carry, what God told them. Carry them in thy bosom. As a nursing father heareth the suckling child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers. He told them, you carry them. I gave them to you. Yeah, they yours. Mm-hmm. Moses had something to carry, didn't he? See, he had something to carry. Listen here. Whence should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. Now, they worried him. So, where did Moses go to God? And told God, I ain't got no food to feed all these people. Huh? Can you see your pastor going through now? With your complaint, and he got to go to God. Look, God, what am I do here with these people? They just discontent, aggravating too. So they about to worry my nerves out. Wear my nerves out, whether, huh? What do you think the pastor going through, huh? When you start all that complaining and you don't help in the church, you don't do nothing, you just sit like a water on a pickle and do nothing, but you want recognition, you want somebody to boost you up, you want somebody to say well things about you and all good things about you, and you ain't doing nothing. So how can they say anything good if you don't do nothing? Can you tell me that? Huh? Why are you complaining? Huh? Here Moses got to say, listen here, I can't feed all these people. They weeping and carrying on. They want flesh to eat. They want this and that. I ain't got nothing to give myself. I'm just out here. I'm just out here by faith. Huh? That's all he telling them, God. You brought me out here, God. Now, I'm out here by faith just like them. They don't see that I got a family. I can't feed my family. I'm in the same situation. They don't look at a leader as being in the same situation. They feel, well, you know, if I put my money in church, well, how much of your money are you putting in church? Huh? A dollar, 50 cents, or nothing? You have decided, somebody told you, well, honey, I would give my money over there to them because they ain't doing nothing with it. I don't see no people in there. Well, are you witnessing? Are you bringing anybody in the church? No. You ain't doing nothing yourself to help it grow. So what you expect to be there? You expect a leader to do it all to make you happy. Well, how about making the leader happy? And they got something to say about you. Yes, you know, so-and-so is a very good member, and they do this, and they do that, and they do the other, and you can count on them, and so forth. You want all this, these accolades, but you don't want to do nothing but complain. That's what you want to do. But yet, when it come down to it, well, why you left the church, honey? Well, honey, they ain't right over there. They ain't got nothing going. God ain't called them. Was you there when God called them? So how you going to make that statement? Keep your mouth shut. Murmuring and complaints, that's all. And listen what he said. I'm not able to bear all these people alone because it is just too heavy for me. At least the man was honest, huh? Pastors today don't want to be that straight direct to tell the people that this is a little too much for me. I can't do it by myself, Lord. I need help. You see? You rather let them carry that burden all by themselves than to pick up your hand from beside you on your side and help. You ain't going to talk to nobody. You ain't going to tell nobody. You ain't going to persuade nobody to come to church, but you're going to take them with you down to the ball game. You're going to take them down there to the entertainment center or wherever that place, whoever you go to, Disney World or wherever you want to go. You're going to take them there, but you can't bring them to church. Now, don't you, I got a little problem with all that. But yet and still you going to complain what you don't have and what they don't do. They don't do this and they don't do that. And you don't do nothing yourself. See? So get a grip on. Now, Moses was having a little pity party right here because that crying had got next to him. See? Think about your leader. Have problems too. Huh? Think about them got to bear all your burdens. Your way you act up all the time. Your ornery spirit. Your nasty attitude. Think about that. Huh? Now you're going to carry it over to somebody else's church and do the same thing. Don't even make sense. You ought to get a grip. Huh? Moses here having a pity party. All right, I'm going to jump on down. God did a little help for him. Lord said unto Moses, gather to me 70 men in 16th verse. And he got them elders together of Israel and all to help him. He said that the people, the officers are over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle congregation that they may stand there with thee. In other words, he said, I will come down. Jesus, God said it. I will come down, 17th verse, talk with thee there. I'm coming to talk with you. And I will take of the spirit which is upon thee and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee. Listen at that. See, this is supposed to be a corporate thing. You hear what I'm saying? You that want to be leaders in wherever you at, wherever you go, if you get with the leader, you can become a leader so that you can help the leader and you do what? Bear the burden of the people together so that one won't have to bear it alone, carry the whole load by themselves. You want the pastor to pay all the bills. You want the pastor to live in a dump. While you live scrumptiously in your palace and everything, you want the pastor to go around with holes in his shoes and everything, and the children look like Mammy Tammy's and everything. This what you want. But I'm sorry that it ain't going to happen here. Huh? Because this burden is supposed to be borne by all of us. Hear what the words say. He gave Moses help. He gave each pastor some help. see. But when you start complaining and running your mouths and everything and having these ugly spirits all in, that shows that you done picked up some demons along the line, and that's what's wrong with you. And you need to be cast out. You need something to cast them demons out of you. You need to come to the conclusion that I need help. Because this ugly spirit got a hold of me. I ain't pretty no more. See, you allow the ugly spirit to come in your life, and now you're looking ugly. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I say. Now you're looking ugly. Because you got that spirit to come up in you. The wrong spirit. But let me tell you, you can't mess with God. Now, if you read this, you'll find out what God did for them people. Let me tell you what he said. And this is what he said, 18 verse. Say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. You shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Now he's going to give you what you say you want now. So now you got, this is what everybody tell you. You heard it. Be careful what you ask for. Huh? This is what he said. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month until it come out of your nostrils. It be loathsome unto you because that you have despised the Lord which is among you. And have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? Because you complained, huh, and carried on. And I told you he was trying to bless you, and you weren't looking. You want everything that's behind you, and you don't want what's before you. And he said, you're going to eat it till it run out your nose, out your ears. It's going to run out everywhere. You're going to get sick and tired of it. You ain't want to hear no more of that flesh that he was finna give you. Huh? God going to pour it on you, honey, and you're going to say, help, Lord. No more, God, no more. You know you're going to say it. That's why when he get tired of it, see, you have did what? Cause God to be angry with your complaints. You call God to be angry with your wicked ways, the way you do, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you don't do nothing, you know, sin of omission, omission. See, you ain't submissed, you is omitted. The things that God requires of you to do where you are, but you want to run off to someplace else that you think look better, and you're going to get over there, do the same thing, and have the same problem all over again. Then you're going to be from pillar to post picking up demons along the way. Because that's all you do. That's what made you like you is now, because you done picked up some unclean spirit. See? Hateful. Oh, games people play. You heard that saying, heaven, the games people play. But you're playing with the wrong person when you're playing with God and God's man or woman of God. When you're playing with them, you're still playing the wrong, because they of God, so therefore you're playing with God. That's all it is. You can take it any way you want it, give it to somebody else any way you want it. It's still the same token. Huh? We do these things because we think we got a corner on God. He's only with me. He's with nobody else. You need to get out of that attitude, superior person. Hey, get out of that, because it ain't right. Huh? It ain't right. You go through the Bible, you find out everybody that got into that thinking, he's God is just with me. I'm the only one God talked to. I'm the only one God used. I'm the only one. And you find yourself, you're going to need somebody, because you ain't the only one. See? That's the way it is. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you what he did. God gave him that food. See? God gave them that food to eat, and I'm here to tell you, they was not some happy campers. They were not happy campers. You can read the story if you want to, but I will continue on, you know, praise God about this, because it was such a beautiful story. When I thought about people complaining all the time, every time you turn around, this one here is gone here, and you talk to this pastor and this here, and people that in the church working, and all of a sudden they someplace else, and another one talking about, the Lord called me to be a pastor. Well, then if he called you to be the pastor, he'll tell your pastor who you got that he's called them, set them aside to be the pastor. Now, that's the way it goes. You see, that's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way it goes, and that's what we're supposed to do, and that's what he's supposed to do, he or she's supposed to do. But if you don't stay there and wait and work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling before God in the place where God put you at, see, these people here was in a place where they had to work. See? Now, I can continue on, praise God, amen, bless God. But listen, let me tell you, I'm going to cut off, and we'll continue on with this here. Lord willing, the creek don't rise, and Jesus don't come. We will continue on our next broadcast, okay? Turn it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter. I tell you all to listen to this broadcast one more time, because we serve an awesome God, and be careful on what you say and who you're saying it to. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, I'm announcing we have already started our Thanksgiving and Christmas drive. We're not waiting until too late, and we are asking you out there that is listening, or you can share it, you know, send your donations, help the needy families, those that are less fortunate during this time. You can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or too great. Just bless someone else in need. Also, you can drop by our church on Sunday at 1 p.m. or on Tuesday at 6 p.m. while we're having Bible talk. You can drop off your donations, whether it be canned goods, turkey, or monetary donations. Like I say, no donation is too small or too great. We will greatly accept your donation. Our address at the church is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's right across from the Sorrento Library. Every Friday, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted at 11 p.m. And that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, you be blessed and make sure to tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio at 9 a.m. Be blessed.
Stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,